We've got some bonus coverage for you here from PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official app. A week that has been defined with conversation of the Sam Bradford trade 8 days before the regular season caused my partner here, Glenn Macnow, to go back in the Eagles' annals and look up some of the biggest trades in Eagles history.
Here you go.
And now you got five of them, right?
I got five.
Okay.
And it's only the last 40 years, because if you go before that, you got Norm Snead for Sonny Jurgensen, which every Eagles fan back in the day hated. You got the acquisition of Bill Berge from Cincinnati for the draft picks. That one was good. But in the last 40 years, here you go. Number five. We'll count up. Number five, trading Wilbert Montgomery to Detroit for our friend Gary Cobb. Now, Wilbert was kind of pretty much done with his career. But the point of that trade was Norman Brayman had bought the team. He didn't like players who wanted new contracts. Wilbert wanted a new contract, and he shipped him out. It sent a big message when the prize running back was gone. Gary Cobb came here. Gary was a nice player. More importantly, Gary stuck around forever and became a big part of the area.
In defense of Norman Brayman, Wilbert Montgomery was done as a running back.
I said. And you can defend Norman Brayman.
I may be the only one ever to do that.
Number four. Oh, the agony. Oh, my goodness. We don't have to go back too far. March 2015, LeSean McCoy to the Buffalo Bills for Kiko Alonso. Same time, Nick Foles to St. Louis for Sam Bradford. Well, maybe that one didn't work out too poorly. But an entire franchise was just rocked. Dave, you remember that day? You were, I'm assuming, here that day.
Well, it broke before the actual announcement. I was on an airplane going out to Colorado and saw it and went, what? How are we going to make sense of this one? Well, we couldn't announce it until the official opening of business that year. Shocker, turned out to be an absolutely awful, awful, awful trade.
Yes.
Did I say awful?
The McCoy one particularly.
Awful.
Awful. All right, number three. Eagles get Terrell Owens from Baltimore or San Francisco, whatever it was, 2004. Terrell Owens had been traded from the Niners to the Ravens. He thought he was a free agent, so it was going to be a big to-do. Ravens turned around and flipped him. The Eagles got him, gave up Brandon Whiting.
That's right.
Dave, for 1 year, it's the greatest thing we ever saw.
T-O-T-O-T-O.
Loved it. And to say it affected the franchise is understating it.
Yep. 2004 sure was a good time.
It was the greatest year. All right, Dave, number two. What were you doing on Easter Sunday in 2010?
Yeah, eating dinner, of course.
Well, when you
jetting
were,
back to the NovaCare complex.
And indeed you were, because all of a sudden, as much as the Eagles deny, we're not going to trade Randall Cunningham. We're not going to trade Donovan McNabb. He's our quarterback for the future. And he trades him on Easter Sunday to the Washington Redskins for a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick. Nothing really. That one was Nate Allen. I think the other was Matthews, right?
Yes.
Didn't amount to a whole lot from the Eagles' end, but Donovan McNabb didn't amount to a whole lot after he left here. So call it a push, but it was a big, big deal.
And guess what? Five will always love you.
I'm told that.
Yeah.
That gives me warmth. All right, and number one, I'm going a little farther back in the day, but this was a huge trade. 1977, I said 40 years. Dick Vermeil trades young Pro Bowl, one-time Rookie of the Year, tight end Charlie Young to the Rams, then and now the Los Angeles Rams, for a young, kind of underachieving quarterback from Lackawanna, New York, Ron Jaworski. Jaworski comes to Philadelphia, becomes that quarterback that leads the Eagles to the Super Bowl a couple of years after that, had a great career here, and again, another guy who kind of came and stayed in the community, became a big part of it. That was a franchise-moving trade.
I thought you were going to say that Kevin Cobb for Dominique Rogers-Cromartie deal.
I got a lot of quarterbacks there, but not that
Charles
one.
Charles Scott trade for the kid who caught the Colvin, right? He caught the ball in the end zone and ran around and didn't realize you have to actually kneel down in the NFL.
I remember that one, yeah. Including Bradford, that's four trades involving quarterbacks.
Yeah, really amazing. And the one this year, I think, all taken into account, more shocking than all of them.
Well, the timing of it, eight days before the season.
Yeah, that was it.
Nobody could believe that.
Glenn Macnow, good list.
Pleasure, Dave.
Your five biggest trades in the history of Glenn Macnow's recollection. Thanks for joining us on this bonus coverage, this bonus segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app.